Major victory here, telling you to be listening to Pod Culture.
Be a winner, not a wiener. Victory out.
Welcome to an On the Road Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
And I'm Christina.
And we are coming to you live from a Bob Evans, and we have no idea where the hell we are, Kentucky.
Somewhere between Nashville and Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
That's right.
But we wanted to knock out some stuff here for you. We had recorded a few bits while we were at Dragon Con.
And we're also very tired now. I bet you if you listen to the show, they're going to say, oh, they're all up and cheery when they start, and then they're all tired by the end. Yeah.
So we are worn out, and we're finally headed back to the old Pod Culture Studios.
Yay!
But, you know, we're geeks and we like to eat, so...
But there's only two people compared to three, you know, 30 million...
Oh, excuse me.
Lovely.
Thank you.
We're only two people at the Pod Culture Studios, not... 20,000 people.
That's true. There were quite a few people at Dragon Con.
So many, yeah. Each floor had its own fire marshal.
Mm-hmm. And they was, what did they say, roughly around 30,000, I think?
At least, yeah.
I heard 30,000 on Saturday.
Yeah.
That doesn't count people that got one-day passes for Sunday or Monday.
Right.
And so we reached 30,000.
It was packed.
Yeah.
And we will have stories for a while, I'm sure, about Dragon Con events.
Good and bad and scary.
And ugly.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And funky.
Ooh-wee. It wasn't as bad as last year, though.
That's true.
I didn't notice as much as last year.
We didn't take the elevator near as much.
That's true.
So, of course, I took lots of pictures.
Yeah.
Way up on our Flickr account.
Flickr account, which I probably have to renew the pro account on.
Well, probably. It's probably
because it's about the same time.
Yeah. Whoops.
That's $20, $20, $25. So it's not a huge thing. All right. Do we have anything else we want to get into?
No. There's a lot of stories from Dragon Con, but I think we're going to save those for next time, maybe.
We even have a live on-the-road geek cuisine, too.
Yes. Yes, although
so stay tuned for that.
It was going to be two, but I kind of ate that.
Man, yeah.
I offered you some and you didn't like them.
I don't know. What was it?
The raspberry M&M.
Oh, the raspberry M&M. You did give me one.
Yes.
We just didn't record it live.
I offered you more, but you didn't want them.
Yes, we found raspberry M&Ms, which were very interesting. And I didn't like them so much. But Christina apparently did, because she ate the whole damn big-ass pack.
Well, it was not a big-ass pack. It was the kind of pack you buy at, like, the gas station.
Why do you always come down? Because it was a great story.
Because you're lying, and that's not right.
Because Christina's eating chocolate.
Shut up.
But no, we got to meet some really cool people.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
and,
as always.
And we'll go ahead and break the news now. We didn't win.
No, but that's okay. We were in such good company.
Yeah.
And aside from some people, you know, not knowing the lyrics to their very own song, it was a very good show.
Yes, we will. I have no doubt we will be the Susan Lucci of podcasting.
That's okay. She's gorgeous. Have you seen her?
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. For how old
she is, she's fabulous. But it took her how many years to win the award?
It doesn't matter. She's fabulous.
But the parsecs were really a nice presentation.
Yes.
I was impressed.
It was pretty cool. Yeah.
And amusing in some with the host banter. You need to rehearse a little bit more.
Yeah, if you're going to script it, don't look like you scripted it.
I'm talking to you about that one.
No. It's just a step on me.
He?
Yes, he's bigger than me.
Not that much.
You could have Lonnie Tupu step on me.
And you would like that.
That would hurt.
Yeah, but you would like that.
As long as he said nice things while he did it.
All right. We will be back with more live on the road Pod Culture right after this.
They tried to damage his reputation.
Little kosh BDSM outfit. Some whips.
The leather shower curtain.
They tried to lure him from safety.
Now I can see the chickens are eating my grapes.
They tried to have him assassinated.
My dog and I are being attacked by a duck.
But against the force that has risen, nothing can stand. It's Kosh. For president.
This commercial was brought to you by the First Fund's Electoral Fund and the Voting Pebbles Action Committee.
Music by Liquid 10, available from Magnatune.com.
www.babylonpodcast.com.
And we're live here at Wendy's.
Won't be live when you hear it, though.
In Burlington, no. Kentucky.
We have made the first leg of our journey. First pit stop of the day.
Yes.
Probably the first of what will be many, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Gotta eat.
Yeah.
No, it's the wrong
fast food restaurant, dude.
It was very good.
Okay, so this is Dragon Con Day Zero.
Yay.
That's right.
So
Day Zero.
We are, what, about 6 hours out?
Unfortunately.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's way better than doing the drive all night long and the entire all day deal.
Yeah, the leave at the ass crack of midnight. Yeah. What have we done? We played Tetris earlier this morning.
In the trunk.
Trying to fit everything in the Culture Cruiser, which is probably going to hate me by the time we're done with this trip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Might need new shocks in the back.
It's going to go Christine on you.
Oh, Christine. Okay, I'm like, because Christina is bad enough.
Hey, now.
So, what have we got in store for us at Dragon Con?
Shopping for cool stuff.
Much walking.
That's it.
Although, for how much walking everybody says there is, I didn't get really tired last time. It was hotter than hell, but I didn't get really exhausted.
Yeah. It's Georgia.
I know.
In summertime.
But that's really the only thing that got me tired, not the walking, just the heat.
It is hot, yeah.
And the being elbowed in the head with tall people as they're walking past me.
Elbow them back. Elbow them right in the nards.
Wolfman's got nards.
No, that's a couple episodes back.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't pack that shirt.
I don't
know.
I'm going to wear a black t-shirt in Atlanta in the heat.
I did show you a couple black ones. I was packing, okay.
I know. I got one or two.
I packed a bunch of them, but I figure I'll be inside.
Yes, because with the exception of the computer and the trunk, Christina packed everything.
See, I carried everything out to the trunk and played Tetris trying to get it in there.
Yes, you did. But I packed everything.
Four cases of soft drink, case of bottled water.
We are a traveling Mountain Dew fountain.
Enough food to feed an army?
Not quite.
A small army.
You left the Twinkies at home.
Yeah, no, I left the Twinkies at home. Otherwise, Glenn would eat all the damn things.
I don't blame him. I would too.
And you know how hard it is to find regular Twinkies now?
Chocolate covered Twinkies. Wouldn't that be good?
Oh, yeah.
They got deep fried Twinkies at the State Fair.
I'm not sure I'd like that. Yeah,
that'd be good geek cuisine, though.
That really would be.
I guess it'd be worth trying. You
know? Yeah.
Gotta try everything.
I had deep fried Oreo once.
Sounds good.
That was weird.
Not bad.
You know, that white creamy filling is not supposed to be molten.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yeah, it's a little warm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're in Bowlington, Kentucky, and the Wendy's has all Corvette-themed everything.
And Corvette-only parking spaces.
Yeah.
Because it is the National Corvette Museum.
I did not know that until just a little while ago.
Until we pulled off at the exit?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I've passed it many, many, many times.
On the ways to many, many cons.
That's right.
All right. Well, we think we've wrapped up lunch.
Yay!
We've got to go find our fourth traveling companion, wherever she is out running around here.
Yep.
Because the mythical Carly has decided to join us.
And she's very nice, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
And she has her Mountain Dew shirt on. Well, not yours,
One like it, yeah. Because I think they had made more than one of them.
She'd be swimming in yours.
They made at least three, because I got one, too.
She's a little tiny.
Now, see, they should have made an orange one.
Because
then I can have an orange Mountain Dew shirt.
I'd buy that.
They're kind of 70s style, though. So
yeah, that's true, too.
Here she comes.
Oh, hey, here she is. Yeah. See if we can get her on mic.
I doubt it.
Don't make her angry.
All right. Well, let's call it this segment, and we will be back with more On the Road Pod Culture right after this.
In a great commotion, from the lonely mountain back to the shire. The hobbits are sneaking the one ring from the frying pan into the fire. From somewhere we gotta get a hero, that's what the bards all sing. But they never expected the rocking and rolling I bring. It's the return of the king. Ah, hold it. How many people here haven't heard my stuff before? Everybody knows who to watch. Got a guy in the back there with horns. Got this lady up here. Got somebody else over here. Keep an eye on them. I've got a suit of studded black leather, and my hair stays in place, of course. I got a reforged steel electric guitar and a 300-horsepower horse. No matter what I ask my rangers, they'll do almost anything. Willa, willa, and the ladies are waiting for the chance to dance and sing at the return of the king. Well, everyone said that I was dead, or maybe Aragorn off to hide. But I just kicked back to get on track and wait till I hit my stride. I got my rangers hopping down the misty, murky morale line. And there ain't gonna be no stopping until the Pelennor fields are mine. Well, we'll hold off the trolls and goblins and all of the rocks they fling, until Sam and Frodo set Gollum's bells to ring and make me the king. Now I'm supposed to marry Arwen, the fairy queen of the Saturday nights. But until then, give me Eowyn and I'll blow out her northern lights. We'll have a celebration and I'll take a couple years to rest. And I'll stick around to keep an eye on things when everybody else heads west. But I'll be here if you need me, summer, fall, winter, or spring. And everyone in Middle-earth really rock and swing at the return of the king. At the return of the king. At the return of the king. That's why they call me the king.
Thank you very much.
And we are back.
Hi again. This is the best podcasting place ever.
Yes, we have picked up our badges, our press credentials, and we are kicking back in our hotel room.
I'm talking about on the bed.
Oh.
This is the best place to podcast.
Oh, what, Dragon Con?
No, right here on the bed.
Oh, okay.
We have our little mics hooked up to our shirts.
Yes, we are podcasting from the mobile rig 2.0.
It's very nice.
The iRiver and the giant squid mic.
I think I'm going to have to start doing this at home to podcast.
No.
It feels a bit Freudian, but it's pretty cool.
But it also sounds like poo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, poo-like.
Poo-like. So. Okay.
All right.
So we're here.
We're here. We have driven umpteen zillion miles.
It's after 10 o'clock. It took us like a million hours to get here because there was an accident somewhere in the mountains of Tennessee.
Apparently someone decided to drive off the mountain.
Oh, no. That's not what happened.
Sounds makes for a better story, though.
You told that poor lady in the press room that's what happened.
She fell for it, too.
That's mean.
Well, that could have been what happened, too.
Oh, I know.
We didn't see an
accident. Yeah, we didn't see the accident.
Didn't see an accident, so they obviously had to drive over the cliff.
It was just an hour and a half, 2 hours of being
yes.
stuck.
We were stuck in a traffic jam in the Smokies.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, I played poker on my phone for a while.
She played poker. I drove, and Glenn slept.
And Carly took a little nap, cat nap.
Yeah.
I don't blame her.
And we listened to a bunch of music.
Yes, we did. But I'd like to say again how awesome Dragon Con is for handicap accessibility.
Yeah, we went in, and Glenn and Carly hadn't registered, so they had to go stand in a line that was out the door
and
around the block.
Yeah.
And for each of theirs were what her badge, Christina's badge, and my badge were together.
Yeah, because we ordered ours back in February.
So, yes, if you plan on going to Dragon Con, or even think you want to go to Dragon Con, register as early as possible.
Right.
Because I think we paid, 35, 40 bucks?
Yes.
For our badges.
And it's better to get it early and pay a little bit, and if you decide to go, you're not losing that much money, than to go and have to pay $80 for your ticket.
Exactly. So we got that.
And they're transferable for like a $25 fee. If you order yours ahead of time, then you change your mind, you can always give it to somebody else.
Yeah, so you
order early.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what else have we been going on here?
We unpacked all our stuff.
Unpacked our stuff. Went through a little parking fiasco.
Oh, God. It was ridiculous.
It was crazy. They were lined up down the block.
There were two lines of traffic going into the hotel parking valet concierge area, and the line that we happened to get in had the two stationary cars in line. So we're sitting there thinking these cars are going to pull away and we'll be next, and they never move.
Exactly.
So Brad got out of the car.
And apparently my wild-eyed, red-haired temper must have come across. And I was nice and said, you know, this was where we were directed to. This is what's going on.
And we're stuck behind these two cars.
And we're stuck behind these two cars, so they stopped traffic, let us move through. We unloaded. They said, oh, our parking garage is full up. Glenn whips out his Hyatt Gold passport.
Which next year we're letting him book so he can get points or whatever it is he earned.
And boom, we were in like Flynn. Had space
like
and everything.
Flynn, oh my God.
It's an old express. What can I say?
I know, I just haven't heard it for a while.
All right. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit,
oh,
bullshit,
I'm
bullshit.
Just glad we're here a night early so we can get a decent night's sleep.
Yes.
And start fresh tomorrow morning and not, like last year, we showed up at, we drove all night long and got here at like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And by the time we got here, we were exhausted. So this is going to be much
better. I highly recommend coming down Thursday afternoon.
And leaving on Tuesday.
And leaving on Tuesday because when Monday morning rolls around, it will be a zoo.
It took us like 3 hours to get our trolley to get our luggage downstairs last year.
And we may have covered this before, but it was just, it was a zoo.
It was.
So we decided this year we're springing for an extra 2 nights.
And it's so worth it.
Yeah, so we're going to have a very nice, relaxing
yes.
Monday evening. We'll probably go grab some dinner.
We get to plan our attack of stuff we want to see, you know, ahead of time.
Yep.
So we're not scrambling Friday morning going, oh my God, we're going to miss this because we're not even checked in yet.
Exactly. Yeah, because we got here about 7:45, 8 o'clock, I think, last year.
In the
Friday
morning.
Yeah.
And stuff was already starting to go on. It was already packed everywhere. And this is so much more relaxing.
Plus, we sort of kind of know what we're doing since we've been here before.
And we're a little more oriented with the hotel layout.
Yes, slightly.
Yeah, well, sort of.
Although, yeah, just for the Hyatt so far, because apparently things are a little bit different this year. There's a street closed off because the Marriott, of course, is tearing the guts out of half of it and all that crazy crap.
Our badges are pretty this year.
Yes, they are quite swanky.
Change the subject, but I'm looking at your badge and it's very pretty. It's a dragon.
And I got my little swanky companion badge. So
he is my companion.
I guess I'm in the TARDIS.
They have boy horse. How thoughtful.
Oh, and then I. Thank you, Kaylee.
Tell me I'm pretty wash.
You're pretty wash.
Oh, he's mean.
Yeah, so we've been back in the room for about 45 minutes now.
And Glenn and Carly are probably still in line.
Yeah.
I don't envy them.
No, I don't either.
It's very nice to meet Carly, though.
Yeah, she who will not get on the mic.
That's okay.
We're recording, and she turned around and walked the other way.
For a long time, I didn't want to do it either, so it's okay. I don't blame her.
Yeah, well, you really had no choice.
Even though she's the resident Transformer expert.
Yeah, we were several Transformers. I'm surprised she got into the car, because, of course, as the listeners know, the Pod Culture Cruiser, or a.k.a. Trendsetter.
Trendsetter.
Is an Autobot.
Yes, with our Autobot stickers. Mm-hmm.
And yes, we promised listeners.
I think
listeners,
your purse is going to explode. I keep hearing it.
Carly's phone's beeping. but yes, for those people that have, you know, first, second, and third place in the Transformers contest, we will get those out.
Yes,
promise.
We promise.
We've just been busy with getting ready for Dragon Con.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Working some overtime. But, I feel weird not having gone to work today.
It was. We drove by the building.
Yes, we did. I waved. I said,
Twice, actually.
I came in on the business, Arisa.
Yeah, I've driven an extra about an hour or so.
Oh, hello. In my face. Okay.
Oh, yeah, my badge flipped over. Okay, and, so we had to drive from Louisville over to Jeffersonville to pick up Glenn.
Which is so nice to meet his dad. I was so happy.
Yeah.
His dad is very
giant
nice.
TV.
And all his stuff. Oh, my God.
Oh, you haven't seen
it. I had no idea.
You thought I was bad.
I had no idea.
Well, I'm going to say all this stuff.
Well.
Of course, he doesn't realize that we're talking about him on
the podcast. No. He knows he has a lot of stuff. We're not saying it in a disparaging way. He knows.
He's got more crap than an outhouse at Thunder Overlord.
Oh, bad.
Well, you know.
But and I got to meet his kitty, too. And Dragon is very cute. He's very chubby. Yeah.
Oh, hey, here they come.
Here they come. This is the best way to podcast here.
And we are live on the air, Glenn.
No, we're not. We're recording it. There's no live about it.
Yeah, he always says live.
Well, we are recording it, and we are alive.
Hey, Glenn, I'm going to start laying on the couch and recording like this, because this is way better.
It's way better, yeah.
much nicer. Do you want to say something to the listeners while we're here?
No. Hello, listeners.
You want to relate your experience of logging in and everything?
No, I just walked up 5 flights of stairs.
Did you walk up the stairs?
Yeah.
Awesome.
He walked upstairs alone and in pairs.
I'm going to do that. Oh.
Everyone knows it's poor Zick.
People always thought I was crazy at work going down 20 flights of stairs twice a day on my breaks, but you know what? It's coming in really handy now.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be hurting by the...
And I will not. It's going to be great.
All right, well, I think that's enough of our BS, and we will be back with more Quasi Live from Dragon Con.
Yeah, that's it. Cheers!
Hey guys, it's Brad hijacking the feed right now to bring you a special announcement. Pod Culture has another new contest, and you can win something I think is very, very cool. As some of you listeners may know, I am a huge Elvis fan, and we have copies of Elvis the Miniseries to give away on DVD. A king-size drama, says the New York Daily News. With 2006 Golden Globe Award winner for Best Actor in a Miniseries, Jonathan Rhys Meyers was also nominated for 6 Emmy Awards, including Outstanding Miniseries, Outstanding Lead Actor, Outstanding Supporting Actor, and Outstanding Supporting Actress. Jonathan Rhys Meyers of Mission Impossible 3 and Bend It Like Beckham delivers a definitive performance in the acclaimed miniseries event that depicts Elvis from his 50s teen outcast to worldwide sensation through his grim decline to the spectacular 68 comeback. Experience a triumph and tragedies, excesses and affairs, madness and music of the King of Rock and Roll. Featuring a stellar cast that includes Emmy and Golden Globe Award winner Cameron Mannheim as his beloved mother Gladys, Oscar nominee Randy Quaid as the notorious Colonel Parker, Robert Patrick as Vernon Presley, and Rose McGowan as Anne Margaret. Produced with the cooperation of the Elvis Presley Estate, Elvis the Miniseries is the first and only biographical film to use master recordings of Elvis's biggest hits for a daring new look at the legend as you've never seen or heard him before. And you can win a copy of this miniseries. All you got to do is send your name and information to contest@podculture.net. And we'll draw some winners out of the entries and announce it here in just a few weeks. So stay tuned to the feed, and we look forward to sending these out to you.
And we are back and resting and recovering.
We're tired.
So while we recover a little bit, I think Christine and I are going to turn in for the night. And I think Glenn's going to ride back out here in this winding down adventure we call Dragon Con.
It's insane.
But wouldn't be a show without some geek cuisine.
That's right.
Even though we had a really good supper.
We had a hell of a good supper. We went to this little pub and had a mighty tasty burger.
It had like a whole pound of bacon on the bacon cheeseburger.
I had a homemade baconator. I mean, this thing was about at least an inch and a half thick of bacon.
It was really, it looked good.
Big, thick patty.
Nice
some good stuff.
This artery is how I've known me.
Oh, man, it was some really good stuff. But that's not the geek cuisine.
It should have been, though.
It should have been. It would have been a good one. We have dog biscuits.
Yeah, it looks like dog biscuits.
I had a friend in school that used to eat them.
My friend Ryan ate one.
Tony Rito, I know where
you're Ryan's weird.
Yeah.
The same Ryan that's been on the show, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. We have Scooby-Doo baked graham cracker sticks.
They look good.
And they look like dog biscuits.
Yeah, I was going to say, they don't look good. They look like dog biscuits.
Well, I know he's had them at least once before. Because I bought them last DragonCon.
And I ate the whole damn box. So, Christina, you want to get you a couple of those?
I just want one, please, because okay. I think I may die.
I just got back from the DragonCon raid.
Yeah.
And there was a door and some of the other people, and it was like starting a new class year, and
yeah.
They had the new Defense Against the Mystic Arts mm-hmm. teacher.
Hello, Snape. We love you.
No, it was Scooby-Doo and the gang.
Really?
Oh, God.
That's kind of cool.
They all came out in, like, versions of their costumes, but with, like, robes. You know,
so that's very cool.
That is pretty cool.
These are good.
Oh yeah, let me get some of these and stuff my face.
I need some milk now, though.
Yep. Well,
I just need a bowl of water.
We do have beverages,
we do.
Let's go see what everybody's got. Christina, why don't you kick us off?
Hold on, I gotta reach it. All my limbs are gonna fall off after today.
There's a lot of walking today.
A lot of walking and caring. I have a Blue Moon, which I've had before, but this is a different kind. This is Honeymoon Summer Ale.
Honeymoon.
I figured, what the hell? And it smells like beer, which...
which is not a plus in my case, but...
Tastes kind of like the other kind.
Pretty much the same thing, huh?
Pretty much the same, at least... So far.
But it's got a shiny yellow label instead of the normal.
Yeah, I need a slice of orange stuff to go with it.
Well, I don't have any orange, but I'm sticking with a non-alcoholic thing because I'm still running a quart low.
Yeah, he was able to give blood and I wasn't. Damn it.
So I'm sticking with one of the many cans of Mountain Dew Game Fuel that we brought with us.
Mm-hmm. And what does your dad call it, Glenn?
Halo.
I love that.
Because it's got Halo graphics on it, and it's quite the tasty, and 30% more caffeine to boot.
It is very good, and I'm sorry it's only limited edition. I hope they keep it around, even if they have to rename it.
Yeah, Mountain Dew Halo. And what are you drinking, Glenn?
I stole one of your Mike's Hard Crisp Apple. I know you've mentioned it on the show before.
It's good stuff. I like
it. It's good. It's very nice.
The apple flavored malt kind of beverage, and. Pretty good. What do you think?
Yeah, it's not bad. I like apple anyway, and the alcohol is not overpowering.
It's
got a good flavor.
That's one of the reasons I like those, because it's not too much.
All right.
Now, I don't know if it complements my dog biscuits, but...
Yeah, but these are like a cinnamon, honey, graham type of thing, and...
I was going to say something, but it's totally gone, because I'm completely exhausted.
Because you're lush.
You are such a liar. You know how long it took me to go through the first six-pack of Blue Moon? Like... The better part of a year.
Yeah. Was,
So, I'm not a drinker by any means.
I'm probably going to start flying here in a minute because I just remembered the Tylenol I had earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Oops.
That's all right.
Tylenol or Tylenol PM?
I don't know. But,
the blood drive thing. Yeah, I was not allowed to give blood because I had a high heart rate. And I'm sorry, if you are 4'11", trying to wend your way through 30 million people... In a very small area, I'm sorry, your heart rate's going to be a little high.
So, man, she's so short, she's shorter than my mother.
Yeah, a little bit.
But you're pretty damn short.
Yeah, but yeah, so I couldn't give blood even though I really, really wanted to.
Okay.
So they kept turning me away.
So we...
Pass the dog biscuits.
Pass the dog. Oh, you like some more of those? But yeah, so these are really good.
He's always talking with his mouth full.
If you know your Scooby-Doo lore and your... Kevin Smith fan, then you know these would be good if you got the munchies.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Oh yeah, that was the funniest damn scene of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
I don't think I remember that scene.
Yeah, the scene where they run into they don't come out and say who it is,
mm-hmm.
but it's obviously the Mystery Machine and.
Oh yeah, okay.
He's got a stoner boner.
I vaguely remember. I don't think I liked that movie.
It was pretty. It was amusing.
And I love Dogma, and I love all his other movies, but I was not quite in love with that one.
Marshall, Will, and Holly.
There you
Marshall
go.
Marshall, Will, and Holly.
That was my favorite. I died laughing.
I need to find that at the bootleg tables at the dealer this year.
I don't think I want to fight that. I don't know. I probably will fight dealer room tomorrow, but
to make another.
I didn't buy anything for me except keychains and the. Belgium Bard shirt that I bought.
Yeah, and
I've been good.
Mm-hmm.
Except for our expensive jaunt through the Walk of Fame, we've done pretty well.
Yep, Well, what does everybody think of Geek Cuisine? And then we can get into a little bit of Geek and Tell here in a bit.
I'm ready for a nap.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Although, since it's after midnight, I don't think that would count as a nap. I think that would count as sleeping.
All right. And you've already had a nap.
Little one.
All right. So, thumbs up
Yay.
For the Scooby Snacks?
Sure.
Yeah, or the... get a suit saying thumbs up now.
What?
Well, you know. Toes up.
Paws up.
Yeah, whatever.
Paws up. The Scooby Snacks.
So, yeah, the Scooby-Doo Baked Graham Cracker Sticks.
Wait a second.
Cinnamon Baked.
And they're not bad for you. Okay, I had to check them
out.
Are
not as bad of
them. No, they're not bad.
And, of course, you can find them on your grocery shelf by Keebler.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Not Purina.
Not Purina.
Not Purina yet. You get the Purina Scooby Snacks. Probably don't want to eat those.
Especially if they're from China.
Yeah. All right. On that note, we will be back right after this.
Have you got a novel inside you? Perhaps a miniseries, a song, or a feature film? Have you got any idea how to get it out of your head and into the world? Well, neither have I. The Process Diary is a blog and a podcast about finding out how. My name is Paul and I have a story to tell. Week by week, I will document the steps in my own story creation, from first drafts and character backgrounds to sketches and test renders. I'll be getting in touch with artists working in various cutting-edge creative fields, like podio books, online graphic novels and more, and finding out how they managed to get their own story told. So what is my story about? Swing by The Process Diary to find out and subscribe. TheProcessDiary.blogspot.com. Hope to see you there.
And we are back.
We're back.
Still on the road.
Yeah, still on the road. Apparently so.
Waiting for our food.
Yeah, I know. And we are here at the Bob Evans still, recording the last remaining bits of Live on the Road.
By the time we actually get home, it's going to be way too late and time to post the show.
And of course, since we were at a con and we have a couple of dollars, we bought shit.
A little bit of shit.
And,
not too much.
We're not going to go into a great deal about it because we didn't buy a lot of expensive stuff. There was just a lot of little stuff that we got.
Yeah.
So we'll just give a couple of highlights.
I'm going to save my highlights so I can find a picture of it to post on the site.
Okay. Alrighty. Alrighty. Glenn, why don't you kick us off?
Well, I bought a big stack of DVDs for the Guilty Pleasure segment, so of course I got to keep that all top secret.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to wait and hear about those after they've been watched and reviewed here.
Sure. I mean, this was literally about a 2-foot stack of DVDs.
Yeah, it was a 2-foot.
Found some good stuff.
It was at least 18 inches worth of DVDs. I mean, it was.
I say I found some good stuff, but good's a subjective term, so we'll see.
Is it
any worse than Robo Vampire?
Maybe. He doesn't know yet.
Yeah, you never know. We'll see.
Or Big Boobs Buster.
That's a struggle.
But hopefully I got some good stuff there.
Okay.
And really, I didn't buy any, like, one big expensive item. I normally try to when I go to Dragon get something cool, but, you know, with all the money it costs to go to Dragon, plus the very limited car space we had to return, I kind of reined myself in somehow and didn't buy like a big thing.
That and the way that they had the dealer stuff laid out this year made it a little confusing.
It was not nearly as good shopping.
So mainly I picked up some t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I finally got my first Firefly t-shirt.
Yay!
I know it's hard to believe. I haven't gotten one before, but I got the one that says Public Relations. And it's got Jane on it.
You went specifically looking for that one.
Yeah, I had to look multiple days to find one in my size. Apparently it was a popular shirt and it was hard to get the right
size.
That
was the problem too. It's like once I actually knew exactly what I wanted, it was too late to find it in my size.
That's true too. That is the drawback to waiting and trying to find out what you want to get.
Yeah, you've got to act now.
Act now or forever being without.
I didn't want to get a shirt until I knew the guy in question was going to be not like Andy Hallett. I'm not going to say horrible, but I'm going to say not like Andy Hallett.
Andy Hallett was less than fun.
No, they're not.
Yes, ma'am, we are doing just fine.
All right. And the Reese's Sundae is up already. Okay. I ran out there by school.
Okay.
Really good.
Wonderful, thank you. And that was our lovely waitress checking in on our orders.
I'm not actually having food. I'm having ice cream because I'm not hungry not enough for food.
All right. And
I got a couple other shirts.
What else did you get?
I got a Dharma logo shirt.
Very nice.
Did it say Greg too?
No, Greg and Dharma. Sorry, or Dharma and Greg, whatever it is.
There you go.
And I got a Gears of War shirt.
Yay.
I'm surprised you didn't already have one.
Yeah, I hadn't seen one out anywhere, but I saw one at the saw somebody at the con wearing one, and I was like, oh, you know, Gears of War shirt. That's kind of neat. And I love black and red, and I like black and red and white, as you know, for my comic characters and designs and stuff. So that Gears of War shirt's black with the red Gears of War logo, symbol, and the white logo. So I was like, yeah, that's cool. I got to get it. And then I got some patches from the old Boys at the Bottom of the Sea show. I got some patches
very cool.
of the Sea View and Nelson Institute of Marine Research.
Yeah.
I got some keychains.
You got keychains?
Stargate keychains, and that was it.
Yep, you got one of each.
Atlantis and SG-1.
Yep, you got one of each. I didn't pick up a great deal, but I picked up a few cool things. I, too, got a... Well, actually, I got three t-shirts, but I only had to pay for one of them. That's the one when we donated blood for Joe.
I tried. That'll be a story later.
Yeah. Then I got one from the podcasting track.
Yep.
Which is actually kind of cool.
It is very
cool. My geek label. Ding! Let's see, what else? Oh, yes, the Green Lantern t-shirt. Got a very cool Green Lantern t-shirt. Black, and it looks like the logo is stitched on.
Yep.
Very, very cool. And what else did I get?
Action figures.
Got some action figures. Go into a little bit greater detail. Maybe those on another Geek and Tell.
Yep.
But I did find some missing Babylon 5 action figures.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised somebody still had those. Because, you know, it's been a while since they made the toys.
It's true.
And, let's see, what else? Anything else?
Nothing I want to spoil now.
Yeah, we got a shit ton of autographs.
Yes, we did. That was the most expensive thing all weekend was all the autographs.
Oh, yeah.
Adds up quick.
You, no kidding. $25 a pop and you're going down the line. Boom, da boom, da boom, da boom, da boom.
That's what happened to me at AdventureCon in Tennessee. I was like, I didn't buy a whole lot of stuff. But then I blew a lot of money. I was like, what happened? I started looking at all the autographs I got. And I was like, whoa. So I reined myself in this time.
Yeah, we dropped a good chunk into the three figures on that,
And the most important one I got for free, and I'll talk about it later.
Yes.
For you.
That was just, aw, man. I'm surprised you got that one for free, too.
Yay.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps up our little teaser Geek and Tell.
Yes, and we will be too tired by the time we get home.
That's true.
Link.
And we will go into more of that stuff in a later episode of the show. And we'll be back with more geeky goodness right after this.
Cthulhu Fatagen!
What a wonderful phrase.
Cthulhu Fatagen! Say it and you're crazed.
It means Cthulhu rising out of the haze.
It's a prophecy we'll all soon see. Cthulhu Fatagen.
Ah yes, Cthulhu Fatagen. It's our way of life. It's our motto. It's our credo.
Oh, I hate that.
Hate what?
Han Solo clearly shot first.
Not Greedo, credo.
Sorry.
When he was an outer god.
When I was an outer god.
When Reaver Buxes roamed the earth. His mutated form had a certain appeal. All his glistening pseudopods made blood congeal.
I'm a sensitive soul at the end of the day. But it hurt that I made my friend's flesh all melt away.
Oh, the terrible shame.
What a disgrace.
Falling from grace.
So I decided to blame.
Whose fault was it?
The whole human race.
Yeah, what the heck were they doing hanging around in an acidic mash of flesh-devouring polyps anyway?
Hey, can I help it if I'm an ick magnet?
Cthulhu Fatagen. Now you're in for strange days. It screws up your noggin. Turns planets into buffets. And great Cthulhu spares whoever obeys. So get off of me, you monstrosity! Cthulhu Fatagen! Cthulhu Fatagen!
Cthulhu Fatagan, Cthulhu Fatagan, Cthulhu Fatagan.
We think that somebody's gonna probably show up.
Cool! It means Cthulhu rising out of the haze. It's insanity for humanity. Cthulhu Fatagan.
I say Cthulhu.
And I say Fatagan.
If I said Ithaqua.
We need a toboggan.
Cthulhu Fatagan.
Very welcome. Thank you. The great Luke Ski, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. You can catch me hanging out at Tom's table in the dealer room, so peace.
Yeah, we'll get him up there.
And here we are. We're back.
We're back, and we're tired, and we want to go home.
We've got full bellies and about 2 more hours to drive.
Aww. You didn't have to mention that. Aww. 2 more hours.
What are you talking about? I'm the one that's drove the whole time this time.
And he has the chewed off nails to prove it.
No kidding. Yeah, sitting with you all, you know, having you as a co-pilot is nerve wracking, dear.
They brought you all kinds of candy, and apparently that's still not good enough.
It must have been candy under his fingernails.
It must be.
It's a bad habit.
Yes.
But it's a hell of a lot more healthy than smoking.
I know, but it's
okay.
Kind of yucky.
Or shooting drugs, or
it's kind of yucky.
You know, killing children or something.
Well, that's fun.
Depending on the children.
No, depending on the children. I take that back. Don't sue me.
So, let's go on to some highlights of Dragon Con.
Highlights of Dragon Con. Well, I don't want to spoil it all now, and there's not enough time to talk about it.
Name one.
Getting to take the service elevator instead of the regular elevator.
Oh, yes, the magic shiny elevator.
That was a highlight. Being squished in with the garbage people.
Yeah, that was not so much a highlight, but...
It was better than...
Instead of waiting... an hour for an elevator at times.
That's
it was
I complain about the high,
max
so
a 5 or 10 minute wait.
Yeah, but still, I don't think it's safe for the Hyatt to have that many people and not have that many elevators.
No.
It's not right.
And the stairwells are a little tiny.
And the crazy Nazi cleaning ladies.
Yeah.
But that's another story. No, that's another story, because that's a long story. But
that's a long involved story.
They're crazy.
All right, people are probably wondering about the title of the episode.
Yes.
Okay. Real time info. Real time travel info.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, we were on our way to Dragon Con, and there was this big sign lit up across the highway, and it said
real
time travel info. I was like, oh, real time travel info.
Let's call them and teleport there.
Yeah, how cool is that? They're going to give us real time travel info.
That'd be awesome. Come on,
yeah, it was rather interesting.
It was fun. It was fun and hot and exhausting.
Oh, so that became the running gag of the weekend.
Yes.
But it was. We had fun. We got to meet a lot of cool people.
Very
a lot
nice
of
people.
A lot of folks I had only heard in my ears before. Yep. With the podcast.
People I've heard about from Brad, who's listened to them. I don't really have time to listen to them, but if I did...
And see, I told you Leanne was tall.
I never doubted it for a second. She's lovely. She's very lovely.
And tall.
Well, everybody's taller than us, too.
You're not taller than me.
No, but everybody else is taller than us.
Glenn is, but not by much.
It's the hair.
It's the hair, yeah.
The
I like the hair adds another foot.
In the 80s, I bet you it would have.
Yeah,
pretty much. Well, he's had 80s hair since, you know,
the 80s.
It's okay.
No, actually, I'm overdue for a haircut. I couldn't fit one in before Dragon Con.
Imagine him saying that now after having big, long mane.
You know, 14 feet of hair.
Yeah, I could go years without a haircut. No one would have noticed. But now that I've cut my hair off, it's like I need a haircut every 2 weeks. It's crazy.
Hey, you want to see how long it takes him till he grows that back?
No.
Start a betting pool?
I don't want to bet on that.
Think of all the money I saved from not getting a haircut in all those years.
Yeah, but all the shampoo is expensive.
That's true. It evens out somehow,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, it does. We'll have lots of good stories next time when we're not so tired.
Oh, yeah.
I'm leaving everything in the car except the important stuff. Our souvenirs.
Yeah.
Everything else is going to stay in the car because I don't care right now.
The myriad autographs that we got.
That's all in the computer bag that's going.
Oh, that's right.
Everything else is staying in the car.
Yeah, I'll probably go ahead and unload tonight. I got to download a B5 and put it together.
Okie dokie.
So, that'll be fine.
I think we're rambling now that we're talking.
Yeah, yes, we are.
Yep.
So, stay tuned.
For the post-Dragon Con special.
For the post-postmortem.
And real-time traveling.
And real-time traveling. We're out of here, gang.
Cheers.
Be seeing you.
And if you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are a few different ways, including these email addresses.
You can email any one of us at Brad, Glenn, or Christina at podculture.net.
And should they want to reach us the old-fashioned way?
That address would be Pod Culture, care of Chroma Entertainment, P.O. Box 4117, Jeffersonville, Indiana, 47131-4117.
You can also give us a call on the Pod Culture voicemail line, and that phone number is 1-206-338-3POD.
And there are also the official Pod Culture forums located at forums.podculture.net. And you'll find a link to that on our website, www.podculture.net.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture. Equal opportunity geekness.
Be seeing you.